Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and we're so glad that you're here. We use our mojo to really become greater leaders. Now, let's get started by listening to something good.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that.
Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here. And as you know, I've been conducting a series of talks regarding our need as leaders to be able to think. And using our brain is really important. And I know that sounds just obvious to you, but frankly, it's not. People really don't think. And unfortunately, a lot of bad things happen as a result of it. So I want to make sure that you listen to these messages. There's lots of good ones. And go back and click some of the links if you missed any and make sure you hear them. Today, though, what I'm going to talk about is what I call the leader's guide to capitalism. You know, we've just gone through a really contentious election cycle. People are unhappy, and some people are wildly happy and some are not. And as usual, when you get a lot of people screaming from both sides, there's a lot of crazy stuff that comes out. And one of the things that's really just bug the heck out of me as a leader and as a business person is this concept that capitalism is bad. And I just think it's just atrocious that we in the United States do such a very poor job of explaining economics in terms that every average individual can understand. And I found that very few of us really understand how to defend capitalism. I mean, if you're leading a team of people, if you're leading a company, you have to believe in capitalism. Because if you don't, then you don't have a business. And so let's talk about what some of these myths are, and then we'll go from there. The first thing that I want to do, though, before I talk about the myths, is I want to tell you what the simple definition of capitalism is. And then I'm going to tell you my definition of it, because I'm going to talk about my definition quite a bit. And I think it's going to actually help you be able to explain it to your team members or to your company. But capitalism, in its formal definition, is described as an economic and political system in which a country's trade and industry are controlled by private owners for profit rather than by the state. In other words, we as owners of businesses, we own the business that we have. And therefore, by owning it, we're generating a profit. That makes us a capitalist. So if you are running a business and you are attempting to make a profit, and promise you, if you're not trying to make a profit, and as a matter of fact, if you're not actually making a profit, you're not going to be in business for very long. Profits are required. So profits that you get to decide how they're distributed, you get to decide what you do with it. And those profits make you a capitalist. And it just amazes me at how many people in the United States really don't understand capitalism at its core and don't understand how essential it is to the success of our country and how the success of capitalism actually determines your success in business and leadership in the United States. And why is this? Well, it's because these crazy myths that people, what I call half-truths, they're not a myth, they're just a half-truth, and it's just a person's judgment. And I'm going to demonstrate that in a way that I think will help you be able to explain to your team things that are really important and therefore lend credibility to you as the leader. The first thing that I want to say is, let me tell you my definition of capitalism. You see, the profit that you generate, it actually is created by the value that you add to whatever product or service that you're providing to a customer. What value did you add? And you see, that is what causes things to be profitable. It's the actual process, the knowledge, the expertise that you have that you add toward that product that makes it valuable to someone else and that prevents them from actually doing it themselves. For example, you don't go buy or build an automobile from scratch yourself. In other words, you don't go figure out how to make steel and how to make tires and how to make engines and how to actually do all those things. You depend on an automobile manufacturer to go purchase all of that that stuff, that raw material, and you want them to put it together in such a way that it's attractive to you, that it's aesthetically pleasing, and then you go to a local dealer and you buy it. Well, the manufacturer is not going to go invest to buy all of that product and all of that material and make no money. They're not doing it. They're not actually building that car for practice. They're doing it for profit. And too many people believe that we're in business to practice instead of to make money. And it's such a silly concept to me. Because you can look at it even to its simplest form. And let me give it to you in the simplest form. I learned this as a kid myself. When I wanted to make a little bit of money, you know what I did? I took the lawnmower and I went and cut a neighbor's grass. And when I cut their grass, you know what they did for me? They gave me money. They gave me cash. I didn't have cash, but I had a lawnmower and I had a little desire and effort to go cut the grass. And my value was that I was giving that homeowner the time back that they could go do whatever else they wanted to do. They paid me to be able to cut their grass. And you know what? That's a pretty darn good exchange because I didn't have any cash, and so I was making a profit. I had to charge more than it cost me to put the gas in the lawnmower so that I'd have extra cash. You see, that's called a profit. My value was that I added something to it. You see, if you're a leader of a team, the only reason you are a manager, the only reason you're a leader is that you're supposed to add value to that team. You're supposed to be able to supervise them in such a way that that team becomes much more efficient, much more profitable, and therefore your business is going to make more money. And so you have to be a very talented manager, a very talented leader in order to add value to that team. And if you're not able to do that and you're not successful, which better than half of the people that are put in management positions are not, what happens to them? They're not adding value. They get fired. they don't get a chance to continue to grow in their career and make more money for their family. So they now have to go back to a lower value position, which is at the front line. And it just amazes me that so many people don't get this, that it's the extra value that you're adding. It seems so simple when I explain it this way to you, I know, but it, at its core, that's all capitalism is. It's the value that everybody else adds in order to make that product and service more valuable. In my example earlier of an automobile dealer, the fact is they didn't make it, they just sold it. And what do? They mark up what the manufacturer needed, because what value are they adding? Some people would say not much, but I'll tell you this, they're giving you a selection of vehicles to choose from. They're actually having to finance that. They're having to pay somebody to put all of those cars on the lot, so you, the customer, have a choice on what you get to pick out and what you get to drive home. You see, their value that they're adding is their knowledge of all those different models, their ability to finance that so that you do have choices. You see, it's just a way for them to add more to the experience of your life. And I want you to know that Americans do this better than anybody in the world. We know that no matter what product or service that you are selling or you are offering to the customer, unless that product or service has value added to it, you're not going to be able to sell it. You're not going to be able to make a profit. And what I want people to understand is that profits are really, really good. You see, there's these half-truths, as a matter of fact, what I call outright lies, that drive me absolutely bonkers. The biggest one about capitalism is that they say, well, capitalists are selfish. They're self-centered. Well, every person on this planet is selfish to some degree. Why? Because we all need to eat food to survive. If we didn't need to eat food to survive, then we could give every bit of our food to everybody else. But you know what? We can't do that. We have to feed our body. We have to take care of our body. So we have to get food from somewhere. And I can assure you, very few of us in business have the knowledge or experience to be able to go run a farm and produce the food that we're going to eat this very day. We are dependent upon farmers, experts in being able to grow crops and get them out of the ground and get them delivered to the marketplace in such a way that they're fit for human consumption. Don't you think that that's a valuable thing? I do. I don't want my farmers to not make any money. I want them to be able to provide me great food and have it when I need it, which is every single day of my life. I've got to be self-centered in order to be able to survive. I can't help anybody else if my own health is no good. And so many people don't understand when they say, well, capitalists are selfish. What they're really trying to do is make a value judgment on somebody else. And a judgment against somebody else is a very dangerous thing. You're saying that you don't believe that that person is actually entitled to the money or the profit that they've accumulated in their own life. And I would tell you that you, if you think that way, you're the one being selfish, not the capitalist, because the true capitalist understands and values the additional value that somebody else has placed on that product in order for them to survive. You see, it's just a lie. Capitalism is not selfish. Capitalism is necessary for us to survive. Our founding fathers knew that in the United States. It's one of the keys to the United States being a high growth country in all 200 plus years, nearing 300 years of our existence. It'll be here before you know it. I probably won't see it, but I promise you what happens. Our founding fathers knew that our country was filled with resources. our primary resource in the United States was timber, meaning trees. We had so many trees that we could harvest those trees, cut them down, and we could sell them around the world for other countries, other nations, other people to build ships and to build houses and to build things with that wood. And even today, we still are one of the largest producers of timber in the world. Well, why is that? Because it was profitable. Our value add was to take what was grown here, take care of it, replant it when we cut it down, so that over a period of time, we would have manageable resources. You see, it was actually a good thing. Without it, we would not be the country we are. We had to have that profit base. And that didn't even begin to address how our founding fathers really produced crops that they sold around the world. You see, the reality is capitalism, meaning that individual that owns that business, they are motivated to add value to it. If they don't add value to it, they can't sell it. One of the things that I like the most about wood, for example, and about timber is that there's so many different ways you can use it. You can build beautiful homes. You can carve it into pieces of furniture. You can do numerous things. Your imagination is your limit. And you see, what did we do when we added value? Well, in the economic term, we call that added value profit. It just simply means that you get above and beyond what it costs you to actually invest. Profits are really, really good. But the half truth, the lie that we hear over and over again is that profits are bad. It's just not true. If you don't believe me, let your company not be able to make any profits. Let your team be so poor that your company is no longer making money. I promise you, it won't be any time at all before your company will be on the dinosaur heap. It will not exist. We must have value in excess above what it cost us in order to be able to survive. So that value, profit. Profits are not bad. Profits are good. You should be in a position where you could easily explain how good it is that you make money on the product or service that you're selling to your customers so that you will be able to continue to growing your own salary, to growing more employees, to having more influence in the marketplace. You see, profits are not only good, they are essential. And we as leaders have to be able to clearly explain that to our employees, because so many times employees believe that, well, the company makes too much money. Okay, by what definition? What they're really saying is that they don't make enough money. And you have to explain what their contribution is, what their value add is, so that they understand that everybody adds value. The investors that own the stock in the company, they're putting up their excess cash that they work for, that they generated from their own profits, their own value add, and they're investing it, meaning that they're loaning it to you as a business so that they can make more profit. You see, they're trusting you to do that. And you have to explain that to your employees so that they know that everybody is entitled to receive additional value for their contribution in delivering a product or service to the customer. Profits are good. Profits are essential. The other lie that just makes me go crazy is that when I hear capitalism only benefits the wealthy, there's nothing further from the truth. All you have to do is look around you. you will see individuals just like me that started out with so little, meaning I was, I had nothing, absolutely nothing. I didn't even have a pair of shoes that didn't have holes in it. But you know what I did have? I had a hard work ethic, and I had the intelligence to know that if I added a little value to what I provided to people, they would give me money for it, and I would be able to grow as a person. And I continued to exchange that excess profit that I made to be able to invest it in other people in order to gain more knowledge as I went along. You see, it didn't just end with going out and cutting grass. You see, that's the difference between capitalism and socialism, which is let's just let the state own every bit of the property in the in our country. And what we're going to do is that we're going to all consume it and we'll just split it all equally. It never works because people will not work above and beyond to add value if they don't know that there's something in it for them. So it's important for us to understand that capitalism is really, really good and that we need to be able to not only defend it, but we need to champion it. We need to be proud of saying, I am a capitalist. The reality is, I am a very proud capitalist because I know that the only way that I can add value is to make a profit. Right now, you're listening to a podcast that I provide to you absolutely right now at no charge. However, I couldn't do that if I had not added value over time to my clients to be able to afford to offer that back to you. You see, that's why we created our own leadership training site at mojouniversity.com. You can join that site for less than $30 a month and learn how to be a great leader. Now, why are we charging for it? Because if it's going to be any good at all, we have to make it valuable. And if we make it valuable, then we have to pay the expenses to make it valuable. You see, there's nothing wrong with doing that. That's a good thing. But we're adding incredible value to our clients, things that they could not afford to do on their own. I learned a long time ago that people can't get leadership. They don't get leadership training because their company or them can't figure out how to spend $2,000 or $3,000 per class to learn what it is to be a great manager and a great leader. And I sought to change that. And so, therefore, we did. Would I apologize for charging a little bit of money for a membership? That would be no. I'm not apologizing for it at all. You want me to be able to provide value to you. If I can't, hey, nobody uses it. And that's just my bad. That's my loss. Do I feel bad about that if it didn't? No, I wouldn't at all, because the reality is customers have the right to decide what they want to do with their own hard-earned money. And that, to me, is the essence of what capitalism is. It's your life. It's your money. You own it. You own the profit that you make. Therefore, you get to decide, instead of some invisible person that maybe doesn't have your work ethic, that doesn't have your commitment, to decide. You see, I believe in capitalism because I understand it. I know you don't lift people out of poverty unless they can work for it, unless they can learn how valuable it is to add value to everything you do so that profit can be created. I hope this has spurred your thinking process today. I hope it's kind of opened up your mind to a different way of thinking. Please let me know how your thoughts on this. Feel free to email me, steve@managermojo.com. And I hope you're enjoying this and learning from it. Thanks for listening today. Steve here. And one last reminder, I want to thank you for listening to the show. And I want to encourage you, go over to mojouniversity.com. Before you forget it, make sure you sign up for our training site. And let me be your teacher this year. I promise you, you're going to be successful. You're going to love it. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today.